much. I thought I had made it abundantly clear to you my view some time ago on the vice president's going out to the United States. One's from Bowles to India, from Bowles to you.
I have stopped those wherever I could find a
way. Well, they're being mimeographed and passed around, and I would tell Bowles that if he feels that he's inadequate to his assignment, well, we'd get another man. But the vice president's not, the president doesn't desire to make available a vice president right now.
Right.
And I don't like the tone of his wire anyway, and I just tell him if he feels inadequate to it, well, let us know. Otherwise, not to be sending these wires. Now, Humphrey's boy's got them, and you're going to have some more flack. I can't control the distribution. All I can do is tell my secretary what my feeling is.
Right.
I hope you can stop it, but...
Well, I stopped quite a few of those things, those suggestions that have come up from down below here, and just turn them all back and said, leave that to me.
All right, well, I'm reading one now, May the 14th.
Right.
From Saigon, sent by Taylor, pointing out that Johnson did a wonderful job when he was out there in 61. And I guess we're reaping the harvest of it now. And it would be very desirable if Humphrey could come and get us out of this trouble we're in. So if you have any doubt about it, you better just collect those and tell them to refer them to you before they pass them out over here. See who turned them over to Humphrey to begin with.
That'll be fine.
And put a stop to it with both Bowles and the other. And I hope I don't have to do it each time they come in. You tell whoever's... get those cables to send them to you, and then put a stop to it.
All right, thank you.